Hey everyone, buckle up because today's deep dive is about to get wild. We're talking AI news, and let me tell you, things are moving at lightning speed.
Absolutely. The world of AI never sleeps, and this week is no exception.
No kidding. Just check out this headline. OpenAI, you know, the ChatGPT masterminds, are aiming for evaluation that would put them among the most valuable startups in the world. Can you believe that?
It's really quite something. A potential $150 billion valuation for OpenAI speaks volumes about investor confidence in their technology.
$150 billion. It's mind-boggling. And as if that wasn't enough to make your head spin, Meta's jumping into the ring, building a supercomputer so powerful it could probably run a small country.
Fueled by NVIDIA chips, of course.
Right, NVIDIA. Those are important, huh?
Absolutely. These GPUs are essential for AI. They're the driving force behind this whole AI revolution, you see. They can handle the massive parallel processing needed for training large language models, the kind of stuff that powers ChatGPT and its rivals.
So it's not just about the software then, it's about having the hardware muscle to back it up. For those of us who aren't exactly tech wizards, could you break down why these NVIDIA chips are so crucial for AI development? I mean, what makes them so special?
Think of NVIDIA GPUs like, imagine thousands of tiny brains all working together in perfect harmony.
Okay, I can picture that. Lots of little brains.
That's what you need because training AI, especially these large language models, means crunching through mountains of data. Billions of words, images, lines of code. It's mind-boggling. The more processing power you have, the faster and more efficient the training, leading to smarter and more capable AI.
So basically, more power equals smarter AI. Makes sense. But with all this money pouring in, these massive investments in hardware, it makes you wonder, is this pace of development even sustainable? Are we on the verge of another tech bubble? Like, is this the dot-com boom all over again?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it? There's definitely a ton of hype around AI right now, that's for sure. But we're also seeing real-world applications emerge across all sorts of industries, from healthcare to finance. This isn't just a fad. This time, it feels different.
You're right, it's not just hype. The applications are getting real. And it's not just Silicon Valley either. We're seeing reports that Canada's gearing up to incorporate AI into its military by 2030. And Kai-Fu Lee, he's a big name in AI, predicts that China's going to be using AI everywhere very, very soon.
It's a global phenomenon, that's for sure. But it does beg the question, what are the global implications of all this, particularly when it comes to things like defense? Are we headed for an AI arms race?
Right. It's like a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah.
On the one hand, AI could make warfare more precise, potentially even reduce civilian casualties. But on the other hand, autonomous weapon systems, the potential for unintended consequences. It's a bit unnerving when you really think about it. What do you think about all this? Does AI in the military make us safer or put us at greater risk?
It's a tough one to call, really. AI in defense has some big potential upsides, you know? Improved situational awareness, more precise targeting. But there's no such thing as a free lunch. Those potential benefits, they come with some serious baggage. We're talking about changing the very nature of warfare. It really makes you question. Human control, accountability, is AI really ready for that?
It's like stepping into the unknown, you know? Uncharted territory. Hard to say what the long-term consequences might be. But hey, enough doom and gloom for one day, right? Let's switch gears, talk about something a bit closer to home for a minute. How we as humans consume information. There's this fascinating development from Google that really caught my eye. Audio overviews, they're calling it. Have you heard about
that? Audio overviews. Oh, yes. It's a perfect example of how quickly AI is changing the way we interact with information.
Right. It sounds pretty wild when you put it like that. What is it exactly? How's it work?
So basically, Google claims their notebook LM AI can synthesize information from a bunch of sources. Think articles, research papers, even a whole book.
Whoa, really? Even a whole book?
That's what they're saying, and it can take all that information and turn it into, well, imagine a podcast-like conversation between two AI agents. They discuss the main points, just like we're doing right now.
Hold on, two AI agents just chatting about a book? It sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. Imagine just listening to a summary of a dense report instead of having to slog through the whole thing. It could be a game changer for learning.
And it's not just about summarizing, right? It's about making the information way more engaging, more accessible. Picture this. You're listening to two AI agents going back and forth, debating the finer points of some complex scientific paper, or maybe they're unpacking the historical context of a major event. That's the kind of potential we're talking about here.
Wow. It'd be like having your own personal AI tutor breaking down complex topics just for you. I've used services like Blinkist before. to get the key takeaways from books, but this sounds like something else altogether.
It's the next level. From what I've gathered, audio overviews is about more than just highlighting the main points, you know? It's trying to replicate the experience of a real conversation, a guided discussion. It's about making learning a more interactive, immersive experience.
It sounds amazing. But it does make you wonder, what happens when you have AI curating and presenting information like this? What are the implications?
That's the million-dollar question. AI-powered summaries, they can be super useful, right? They help us absorb information much faster. But here's the thing. Those summaries, they're only as good as the data they're trained on. There's always that risk of bias sneaking in. It all comes down to the sources the AI uses and the algorithms that power it.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
We can't just accept any old summary at face value, right? Doesn't matter if it's made by a human or an AI. This whole thing, it just highlights how important critical thinking and media literacy are, especially now in the age of AI. But hey, let's take a break from the series stuff for a minute, talk about some of the more fun, creative applications of AI, like Adobe's new Firefly AI. Now this is cool. They're saying it can do all sorts of things, extend videos, even create entire scenes from simple text prompts. And you wanna know the best part? It can bring still images to life. How wild is that?
The creative possibilities with AI are truly mind-boggling, and tools like Adobe Firefly, they're empowering a whole new generation of creators, filmmakers, animators, even people creating VR experiences. The sky's the limit.
It's like we're giving everyone the power to create movie magic from their laptops. But you know what they say, right? With great power comes great responsibility. There's always the risk someone will misuse this technology. Mm. Especially with something as powerful as AI, the stakes are high.
You hit the nail on the head. The more sophisticated AI gets, the more vigilant we have to be about the potential for misuse. One thing that keeps me up at night is deepfakes. They're getting scarily good, almost impossible to distinguish from real life.
It's terrifying. Do you remember that story a while back, the one about Taylor Swift endorsing Kamala Harris? It turned out it was all because of deepfakes. They made it seem like she was on Team Trump. It just shows how easily AI can be used to spread misinformation, to mess with public opinion.
It's a wake-up call, that's for sure. We can't stress this enough. Approach everything you see and hear online with a healthy dose of skepticism. Be critical. Think for yourself. We have to be aware of the potential for bias in the data that trains these AIs and be cautious about blindly accepting everything we see and hear, especially online.
It's like that old saying, right? Don't believe everything you read on the internet. Mm. Except now, we got to watch out for what we see and hear, too. And speaking of things to watch out for, remember Europe's data privacy watchdog? Well, it seems like GDPR is back in the headlines. They've launched an investigation into Google's AI model.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ireland's Data Protection Commission, they're looking into Google's AI model because they're worried about how it handles personal data, specifically how they're using it for AI training.
So for those of our listeners who need a refresher, GDPR stands for General Data Protection Regulation. The big comprehensive data protection law the European Union passed back in 2018. Essentially, it's supposed to give individuals more control over their personal data and how companies use it. So how does Google's AI model play into all of this? What are they being investigated for exactly?
It all boils down to how Google collects and then uses personal data. The big concern is that they might be training their AI models with this data without getting explicit consent, or even worse, using it in a way that violates GDPR's data minimization principles. You see, Google, they have access to a goldmine of data, our online activities, search histories, location data, you name it.
Right. So even though Google's a U.S. company, they operate in Europe, so they have to play by the EU's rules. This isn't the first time a tech giant has been called out for potential GDPR violations, though, right?
Yeah.
There's been other cases like this, haven't there?
You're absolutely right. Remember X, you know, what used to be called Twitter. They got investigated for how they used user data for AI training, too. In the end, they agreed to stop using data from EU and EEA users for that specific purpose, all to avoid those hefty fines of potential lawsuits.
So there's a precedent for this kind of action. But what makes this Google case so significant? We've seen this before, haven't we? What makes this one different?
This case is different because Google's on another level, both in size and how central AI is to their business. They have more information about us, our digital lives, than anyone else. If they're using that data to train their AI models in a way that violates GDPR, it could have massive implications for user privacy and data protection. We're talking about setting a precedent for the entire AI industry.
Exactly. Like, if Google gets away with it, What's to stop other companies from doing the same thing?
Precisely. And that's why this case is so important. It shines a light on this huge tension between AI development, which is incredibly data hungry, and our fundamental right to privacy. Finding that balance is going to be tricky. How this investigation plays out could have major implications for AI regulation in the future.
It's a good reminder that even as we get excited about all the cool things AI can do, we can't forget about its potential impact on our privacy and freedom. But hey, in the middle of all this talk about tech giants and regulations, it's easy to forget about all the cool innovation happening on a smaller scale too.
Right. Absolutely. There's this fascinating David versus Goliath story playing out in the world of AI, and it's one we definitely need to be paying attention to. This French startup, Mistral, they're shaking things up by challenging the big guys with their open source approach to AI development.
And that's what I call an underdog story. Open source, you say? That's pretty bold taking on the big boys like that. Tell me more. What are they all about?
What makes Mistral so interesting isn't just their technology, but also their philosophy. You see, they're firm believers in open source AI. They think that by making their technology freely available, they can speed up innovation, promote transparency, and make AI more accessible for everyone.
I like the way they think. Okay, so they're young, they got the funding, and they believe in open access. What kind of AI are we talking about here? What makes their tech so special?
They just released this new model, Pixtral 12B. It's causing quite a stir in the AI community. The best part, it's totally free to use.
Free. Like no strings attached, free. Anyone could just download it and use it. That's practically unheard of in this industry. There's got to be a catch.
The catch is that Mistral truly believes in the power of open source. They're putting their money where their mouth is, making their tech available to everyone. Researchers, developers, anyone who wants to explore the potential of AI. Really, they think this open approach is the way to go. Faster innovation, greater transparency, and wider access to the benefits of AI for all. It's a pretty radical approach.
It's like the open source movement that transformed the software industry. Now it's happening with AI. This is huge. Tell me more about Pixtral 12B. What makes it different? What makes it stand out from the crowd?
One of the coolest things about Pixtral 12B is its multimodal capabilities. It can handle both images and text like a pro. You see, a lot of AI models, they're either good at text or images, not both. But Pixtral 12B, this thing can understand and create content in both formats.
Oh, so it's like having two AI brains for the price of one.
Exactly.
That's amazing. What would someone use that for? I mean, what kind of real-world applications are we talking about here?
Okay, so let's say you're a content creator, right? You're working on a website or maybe a marketing campaign. You could feed Pixtral 12B a bunch of images related to your brand, and then ask it to come up with catchy captions for social media, write product descriptions, or even generate creative marketing copy. The possibilities are endless.
That's incredible. Pixtral 12B could be a game changer for anyone working with both text and images, from artists to marketers and even educators. And the fact that it's open source, that just blows the doors wide open. Developers can take that technology, run with it, and build even more innovative applications. We might not even be able to imagine what they'll come up with. It's really exciting to think about.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? All these amazing developments, the ethical challenges, even just trying to wrap our heads around what the future holds, it's a lot. But for me, the big takeaway, the thing that really sticks with me is this. The future of AI, it's not some pre-programmed destiny, you know, it's not set in stone. We, all of us, we're shaping it right now, every single day.
Wow, that's actually a really powerful way to look at it. It's easy to get caught up in all the hype and feel like we're just along for the ride at the mercy of all this crazy progress. But you're right, we're not just passengers. We have a say in how AI develops. We get to decide how it fits into our lives.
Exactly. And that's the exciting part. Think about it. Will we use AI as a tool for good to unlock creativity and push the boundaries of art and storytelling, like with Adobe Firefly? Or will we demand transparency and hold these companies accountable for how they develop and use these powerful technologies? It really is up to us to decide.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you really think about it. We're not just watching AI happen. We're active participants in how this whole thing unfolds.
Yeah.
It's exhilarating, but also a little intimidating, you know?
No pressure, right?
Right. No pressure at all. But seriously, that's exactly why we love doing these deep dives. It's not just about keeping you in the loop. It's about giving you the knowledge, the context, to form your own opinions, to make informed decisions about AI in your own life.
So well said. We don't want you to just listen passively. We want you to be part of the AI conversation. Engage with it. Yes. Because the future of AI, it's not something that's already been written. It's being written right now, every single day, by the choices we make.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And on that note, we've covered a ton of fascinating, complex topics today, from OpenAI's valuation to the ethics of AI in warfare. We've talked about the future of learning, the creative potential of AI, the importance of data privacy, even the rise of open source AI. It's been quite the journey. But before we wrap up, we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on all this? How are you approaching the evolving world of AI? Are you excited, cautious, or somewhere in between? Let us know.
We love hearing your thoughts and perspectives, so keep those AI questions coming, because this is a conversation we need to have together.
Absolutely. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the ever-evolving world of AI.